Key takeaways from address by Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat on the occasion of Vijayadashami Utsav 2022. Here are a few key takeaways from the address by Param Pujaniya Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat on the occasion of Shri Vijayadashami Utsav 2022. Ordinary people are also now experiencing the process of our national resurgence. We all feel a sense of exhilaration as we see our dear country, Bharat, make remarkable strides in strength, character and international acclaim. Bharat's importance and stature have increased in the comity of nations. In the sphere of security, we are becoming more and more become self-sufficient. Process of national regeneration needs overcoming obstacles. One obstacle is conservatism. New traditions that are in sync with the present times and nation have to be formulated. At the same time, we have to be mindful about our eternal, Sanatana, values. To advance on Atmanirbhar path, it is important to understand the fundamental tenets and ideas that define us as a nation. It is a necessary precondition that these tenets are clearly absorbed and equally understood by the government, administration and society. Only our society's strong and proactive cooperation can ensure our comprehensive security and unity. The second type of obstacles that hinder our Sanatana Dharma are created by forces who are inimical to Bharat's unity and progress. They spread fake narratives, encourage anarchy, engage in criminal acts, foment terror, conflict and social unrest. The new education policy should lead to students becoming highly cultured, good human beings who are also inspired by patriotism. This is everyone's desire. The society needs to support this actively. The home environment of sanskars, good values, and duties of parents thereof, mediums that influence social behaviors and discipline, public figures, festivals, social gatherings play a major role in shaping character. How much attention do we pay to that? Yoga and exercises should be practiced. Personal hygiene and social wellness habits should be developed. If people ignore all this and continue with their old habits and attitudes, then which system can ensure health for all? Our constitution focused on political and economic equality, but without social equity, real and stable transformation is not possible. Such a cautionary advice was given to us by Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar. Transformations that are expected to be brought in through administrative mechanisms are strengthened, accelerated and stabilized if they are also reflected in our social purpose and behavior. Thus, educating mindsets is a necessary precondition. No work is insignificant or non-prestigious. Manual, financial and intellectual labor are all respectable. We have to recognize this and conduct ourselves accordingly. Enterprise-oriented actions have to be encouraged. Decentralized employment training programs in all districts, development of villages and at the same time investing in education, health, ease of travel are important. Our society during COVID has shown that we are capable of high delivery of services. Swadeshi Jagran Manch, SJM, began a project in 275 districts by connecting organizations working in the financial sector, small enterprises, some wealthy individuals, experts in craft skills, trainers and local Swayamsevaks. Populations require resources. If it grows without building resources, it becomes a burden. There is another view in which population is considered an asset. We need to work on a population policy for all, keeping both aspects in mind. Experts opine that ultra-nuclear families are posing challenges for the all-around development of young girls and boys. An increased sense of insecurity, social tension present testing times and a question mark hangs over the central edifice of our society, the family system. Population imbalance is an aspect of great importance. 75 years ago, we experienced this in our country. East Timor, South Sudan and Kosovo have emerged in 21st century as a result of population imbalance in certain territories of Indonesia, Sudan and Serbia. Population imbalances lead to changes in geographical boundaries, alongside the differences in birth rate, conversions by force, lure or greed and infiltration are also big reasons. Religion-based population imbalance is an important subject not to be ignored. Satya, Karuna, Suchita, Tapas, i.e., truth, compassion, internal and external purity of heart and penance are four principles of Dharmic faiths. It protects diversity and while maintaining their growth, keeps them together. Devotion to Bharat, the shining ideals of our ancestors and the great Sanskriti of our country, these are the three pillars which light up and pave our path on which we have to travel together with love and affection. This is our selfhood and Rashtra Dharma Singh works to develop the entire society as an organized force, Hindu Sangathan. We organize all who subscribe to this thought of protecting the Hindu Dharma, Sanskriti, Samaj, and an all-round development of the Hindu Rashtra. The propaganda against the Sangh that was based on malice and selfishness has now lost its impact. This is because the geographical and social reach of Sangh has considerably increased, i.e. it has increased in strength. After Udaipur incident, few prominent persons from the Muslims voiced their protest against the incident. This manner of protest should not be an isolated phenomenon within the Muslim society, rather it should become the nature of their larger sections. We must be companions in bliss and sorrow. We must understand and respect Bharat. We must be of Bharat. This is the Sangha vision of national integrity and harmony. There is no other motivation or vested interest of Sangha in this. The concept of Hindu Rashtra is being discussed all over. Many agree with the concept but are opposed to the word Hindu and prefer to use other words. We don't have any issue with that. For the clarity of concept, we will keep emphasizing the word Hindu for ourselves. Some gentlemen from the so-called minorities have been meeting us, holding discussions with Sangh office bearers, and this will continue. This is not new. It was started during Sri Guruji's time itself. Scaremongering by some is done among so-called minorities that there is a danger to them because of us or organized Hindus. This is neither the nature of Sangh nor of Hindus. Sangh has a steely resolve to stand on the side of brotherhood, amity and peace. This is also the 150th birth anniversary of Rishi Aurobindo. On the occasion of our first Independence Day, the 15th of August 1947, he gave a message to Bharatiyas. It was also his birthday. The message is described in his five dreams. We are completing 75 years of our independence. At the beginning of our national resurgence, Swami Vivekananda had exhorted us to devote ourselves to Bharat Mata and her service. Read full text of speech delivered by RSS Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat on the occasion of Sri Vijayadashami Utsav 2022. Thank you for listening to the organizer.